educate, encourage, empower, equip.
Hey everyone, it's Johnny with the SUSO Podcast, brought to you by Way Beyond Measure, where our mission is to teach kids of all ages to stand up and stand out for one another. Today is another step forward in our effort to bring awareness to mental health, the effects of bullying, and how you can be the change that you want to see. It's my pleasure to introduce your host and my dad, Coach David Berdue.
All right, thanks a lot for tuning in to the SUSO Podcast. The SUSO Podcast. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, buddy. How are you, man?
Coach, I am doing well. I am very excited. We've had a great week going on. Getting emails out, getting in touch with school. I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I'm anticipating that dozens and dozens, shall I say dozens, of elementary schools are going to be impacted by what we get to do, dude. High five. Great job.
Are we talking a baker's dozen here?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
There's always somebody.
Always somebody.
So here's the thing. If you're a listener and you want to write in, I need a nickname for Pat. So it's like Coach and Patrick. What do you think, Patrick? What's your, like, he didn't like Oz. No Oz. Han.
A short little man.
You're Han.
I could do Han.
Oh, I know, but he's really good looking.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Wait, what?
You trying to tell me something? Nice. It's not nice.
You know what's cool, buddy? Can I tell you what's cool?
We are a character building
program. See, we all need to be reminded for sure. So you know what's cool, Pat? Here's what's cool.
Me.
Yes, that. And Ethan Christensen is on the show tonight.
Oh, today, man.
Tomorrow. Ethan's like all over it. And this kid, I'm
sure. Ethan wears Susan. Like, he is.
I mean, he doesn't even have to, like, say it. He just is. You're right. That's it. He is. So, you know what? Maybe we should have T-shirts that say is in the front, and on the back it says SUSO.
I like that.
Is that cool?
I do like that.
Write that down, because all
people will look and be like, is what? Like, I know. I'd turn around. I'd be all curious.
Right. Come on.
SUSO.
Well, you know what?
Let's get out.
I totally interrupted. We're trying to learn this thing together. What did you say? I forgot. I'm sorry. What did you say?
No worries, Coach. I said stand up, stand out. But I think it's time for our guest.
Did we ever decide SUSO teammate? It is our SUSO teammate.
SUSO teammate, one of our team leaders.
There we go. So let's get right into that. We are so excited because Ethan Christensen is with us. And let me tell you something. Ethan Christensen is one of my favorite students of all times. He engages, he listens, he participates, and he and his family are amazing. If you don't know, Ethan has been on several of our videos. He's done some of the music part with us. He has been on Way Beyond Measure Minutes. He has done the voice of, actually, he does the voice of Rumor, right, Ethan?
Yeah, I have once or twice.
Yeah. So, and so with all that said, I want to introduce to you guys my pal, my friend, Ethan Christensen. What's up, buddy?
Well, not much. How about you?
I'm doing great. You know, I really appreciate you, Ethan, because of you're just a stand-up guy. I mean, can you tell everybody how we met? Because I love that story.
Well, we were at a Jake Kids thing at the Journey Church in Russellville, and Coach was doing a skit as his scientist, and he, well, actually I volunteered to go, and he dunked water on my head and I laughed. Well, I was still smiling, you know?
I remember that. And he was a great sport about it. And I just had so much fun with him. And then I figured, you know what? I got to use his talents. And so we've done a lot of Super Character Dude and stuff like that. What is so Ethan is a senior this year. He I want to hear what does a normal day look like for you? Are you going to school every day or some days you stay home? What's it look like now?
Well, Mondays through Thursdays, I go to school, and then Fridays are virtual Fridays at our school. So,
okay. And virtual Fridays are, that sounds like fun. Hey, how about a congratulation is in order? What do you think? You made state choir again, huh?
Yes, sir.
State choir. So you know how to sing, and that is amazing. I know that there's something else that you know how to do too, and that is voices.
Yep.
Did this phenomenal tape or video one day on their way to Disneyland, and I got to hear it, and it was crazy good. So we're just going to have fun with this. Okay, do some voices, have fun, and we'll see if we can guess what the voice is, and we'll talk to you for a bit. So, hey, guys, Ethan Christensen. Go ahead, bud.
All right.
What's up, Doc?
All right, Bugs Bunny. That's a good one. Go ahead, bud.
Oh, I'll get the Wuskowee Webbit.
Oh, now is that going to be Yosemite Sam, or is that – that's not Elmer Fudd, right?
That's Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd. Nice. All right. All right.
Hi there. I'm Goofy.
Oh, no way. Your Goofy is great. Let's talk a little bit to Goofy. So, Goofy, how long – have you known Ethan?
Well, I don't know. A long time.
That is awesome. Boy, oh boy. Ethan Christensen as the voice. That is so tremendous. So what has Stand Up meant to you? And what has it done for you?
Well, Stand Up means, you know, standing up for what's right. And
it's standing up for what is right. And what about helping others too? Do you see that at all? Like, what you see somebody on the side of the road that needs, you know, their tire changed or something, and you're supposed to go do it. Are you going to do it?
I would probably do it. My dad would have to help me though.
Hey, you know what? That's okay. But the cool thing is in you, you want to help, you want to serve. And that's somebody who's a stand-up, stand-out guy, you know. What kind of grades are you getting in school, Ethan?
All A pluses, pretty much.
All A pluses, pretty much. Okay. Okay. And what's the latest puzzle? How many puzzle pieces or which one are you at?
Still 18,000-piece puzzle. Haven't got it done yet.
Unbelievable. You better get on that. That's ridiculous. I'm just teasing and stuff. So have you had any practices yet for the state choir?
No, not really. It's going to be virtual. We're not going to sing this year. It's just going to be like, oh, here's a presentation and then that's it. But I have been doing rehearsal for the audition practices with my choir teacher, Mr. Bradley.
Have you seen Memory Virtual? In Virtual Memory from Maroon 5?
No, I have not.
It was done by high school kids, but it's all virtual. They're all from different parts of the country, and it was phenomenal. Really cool. I see that happening. You'd be great at it for sure. So let me give you a scenario, Ethan. You tell me what you might do with it. So you're a senior in high school, right?
Yep.
And you drive a car and all that stuff, and you work hard and you get good grades. If you see somebody at school that really isn't doing the right thing as far as like the Pottsville School District or anything, but no one no one's done anything, or maybe they haven't seen it, but you have, and someone's in trouble and needed a kind word or a kind thought or just a, hey, I'm here with you if you need to talk to you. What would you say to somebody that might be going through something, or even would you even go up to them?
I mean, I probably would. They were one of my good friends. I mean, on my score, pretty much know everybody. So, yeah, I would just say, hey, what's wrong, my guy? Or what's wrong, my girl? Oh, what's wrong, you know, if it wasn't a guy. And anyway, I would say, hey, can I pray for you?
That's you know, that's the good thing right there is I think that you know, you just know how to be. I love that about you. Now, Ethan, do you ever have any bad days?
Yeah, I have had some bad days, you know, bad grade.
Okay. What's a bad grade to you?
Bad grade feels like a punch to the chest.
Oh, what is a bad grade though? Is that like a C minus, a D? What is a bad grade to you?
C, I guess. Sometimes a B if I worked really, really hard.
Do you know that back in the day, my A was actually a C plus?
Wow.
It was hard for me, Ethan. It was very hard for me to keep up because as you probably can read and comprehend, I could read it all day, but I couldn't absorb it. I couldn't comprehend because I needed to do something with my hands or I needed to touch something. And it was just a weird thing, but and it's a wonder I got into teaching, but love kids like you and love students like you because you're simple, you're kind, you're nice. And I think that brings us right to the last part. And that is our rapid fire, the think rapid fire. I think you're going to be good at this, Ethan. So think rapid fire is an acronym. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Ethan, I'm going to say something, but give you a question. You give me a one-word answer or do the best you can. We're going to go as fast as we can, okay?
All right, here we go.
Have fun. Have fun with it too, okay? We can be silly and whatever. Try to make me laugh. Good luck. Okay, coach. Oh, that's horrible. I apologize for my goofy. Are you ready?
Yeah,
he's laughing. I got him to laugh. Okay, guys, here we go. Rapid fire. What is true?
My mom.
What is helpful?
Jesus.
What is inspiring?
Jesus.
What is necessary?
Jesus.
Oh, come on now. That's awesome. And what is kind?
My sister.
She really is.
And although I would say a close second would be this girl that I really like.
What about your mom? Is your mom kind? No, don't answer that. I love your mother. Now she's listening and now she's like, wait a minute. No, listen, the Christensen family is doing very well as far as character goes. Okay, you guys are an amazing family. I super duper appreciate you. I appreciate everybody. And until next time, Ethan, the cool thing is I got some filming to do in these next couple weeks. You want to help me out again and do a couple songs?
Maybe. Just let me know the date and I'll see what I can do.
Done deal, buddy. I'll be hollering at you. Thank you, guy. And you guys, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ethan Christensen. Thanks, buddy.
Time Out with Coach is a great opportunity to take a minute with your thoughts and focus on what is important to you. An opportunity to think about how you can stand up and stand out.
To be or not to be, that is the question. How come no one's answered that question, to be or not to be? Well, here's my answer. No matter what, you have to be. If it's to be or not to be, I choose to be because I choose to be something. I want to be something. And the cool thing is everybody has a gift. Everybody has something to be. Now you have to search for it. You have to search for your talents. You can't just stop on one talent because someone told you, an aunt, a cousin, a mom, a dad, how wonderful you are. You're the best at that. The truth is really what sets you free. It's hard for me to watch American Idol sometimes because whoever told some people that they had amazing voices, well, shame on them. That's not what they're meant to be. Let's help people find what they're meant to be, in love, of course. Never, never in hate, but in love. Share with people who they are, what they can become. To be or not to be, that is the question. I want to be. You guys do the same and be, because there's only one great you. Make it a great day.
If you would like to submit a question to have answered during a future timeout, you can email Coach at Coach Verdu, V-E-R-D-U, at waybeyondmeasure.com. Any and all questions are welcome. We'll strive to answer them all the best we can. Yeah, I don't know
how you feel. Thank you for joining us. Follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, at Way Beyond Measure. You can also contact us directly online at waybeyondmeasure.com. We look forward to spending our time with you in the next week as we continue our mission on showing others how to stand up and stand out for one another. You just heard the SUSO Podcast.